This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Congratulations to Big Up Productions, which won the Best Climbing Film Award at this year's now-concluded Telluride Mountain Film Festival. The winning film is called Psycho Block. It features two rock climbers on a sea cliff.
You gotta be fast to catch this hold, so you better don't think about the whole thing. You just do it.
More there in a moment. First, this Telluride Mountain Film Festival is an annual event in the Alpine, Colorado town. The festival now offers many kinds of films, including overtly political documentaries. But as one of the organizers, Ken Bailey, says, Telluride is best known for popularizing what we now call extreme sports films.
It really started here at the Mountain Film Festival 25 years ago when we were bringing in films from all over the world. And people realized that, oh, people do climb and people do go to the far reaches of the world and perform in the most unbelievable settings.
The festival offers various awards, but the best climbing film is one of the favorites. This year's winner, Psycho Block, was shot in Mallorca, a Spanish Mediterranean island with vertical limestone cliffs. And some of them are past vertical. They lean out over the water. It's great to watch, but extremely difficult for climbers. Josh Lowell is the filmmaker.
The cliff is about 60 feet tall, and there's no ropes used, so when you fall, you simply fall into the ocean, and the breaking waves are down there, and you splash into the water, and you have to climb yourself back out when you're all wet.
Josh is a climber himself. He started shooting film a few years ago after an injury forced him to give up climbing for a while, but he's climbing again now, and he has to make these movies.
Basically, we'd rappel down on ropes off the top of the cliff and rig up the ropes in such a way that we'd be pulled out away from the wall and we could move ourselves side to side, get in exactly the right spot so we'd be above the climber shooting down and get some really cool wide-angle shots of the hands coming up right into the lens, trying to grab the hold, ripping off, and then falling down into the ocean.
This film is only 7.5 minutes long. Basically, it's about these two climbers, Clem Loscott and Tim Hammond, trying to execute a move called a dyno, that's short for dynamic. It's the only way to get up this particular cliff. Josh Lowell.
A dyno is basically any time that you completely jump so that all four points of your body, your two hands and your two feet, are all off the rock at the same time. You're just flying up through the air. And then you have to have perfect timing to catch the hold that you're leaping for. The first time he tried it, he wraps his fingers around the edge of the hold, and in the film it's super slow motion. You see his body arcing out and his fingers just slowly, agonizingly unwrap off the lip of the hold, and he starts to plunge.
The shot is spectacular. A climber falling perfectly into the blue water below. An expert climber also has to be an expert faller here. If he lands incorrectly in the water, he could break a bone. These extreme films do carry with them extreme risk, and casualties do occur. Here's Josh again.
These things are really happening out there in the world. Rather than some fantasy movie, people are really out there doing this, and I think that's pretty amazing.
There are no special effects here, except for the very special moves that these climbers are able to make, but they're real.
They're real, exactly. No special effects. And I think that impresses people a lot when they know something is real.
These climbers do make their dynos, leaping vertically, 6 feet up from where they precariously cling to this cliff face to grab a tiny handhold. Psycho Block is about conquering fears and using skills and perseverance. And for the Mountain Film Festival's Ken Bailey, it also offers what he calls ICANN.
Our core has been to show, whether it's from Europe, whether it's from South America, whether it's from here in the States, the latest and the best in filmmaking. And a lot of that has had to do with extreme or adrenaline. It began here at Telluride, at least in America. And so that's our roots. And so we will continue to go all over the world looking for the best at what's out there and bring it here to our audiences because they like to see it here first. So we're eye candy junkies.
Ken Bailey of the Telluride Mountain Film Festival. You can see Psycho Block, by the way, at our website, npr.org.